Now we're going to talk about something called lipoproteins. As you already know, lipids are insoluble in the plasma, and so in order to carry them around the body, you are going to have to coat them with a layer of protein and phospholipid. And the structures that are formed when you do this are called lipoproteins. So they've got phospholipids with proteins embedded in them on the outside, and then they've got a core of, say, triglycerides, cholesterol, etc. in the middle. And the proteins which are found embedded in the phospholipid layer are called apoproteins, and they come in different types. There's A, B, C, E. And they're very important as they help determine the fate of the lipoproteins because they act as receptors. So you'll see in a minute, different cells have different types of receptors which will bind onto them. So when we talk about lipoproteins, there are several different categories in the body, and we'll talk about one called a chylomicron later in our physiology courses when we talk about digestion. But right now we're just going to divide them into categories, and there's several categories, but we'll talk about what are called LDL, low density lipoproteins. And like they suggest, they are low in density, and they carry about 3,000 to 6,000 lipid molecules around the body. When you look at their composition, they're made up of about 5% triglyceride, 55% cholesterol, and 20% protein. So you can see they've got a lot of cholesterol in them. And they tend to bind on using those apoproteins to receptors on the cell membrane, and then they'll release their cholesterol. And it may be they may go to the liver, and then the liver may release the cholesterol into the blood. So when you need more cholesterol, it's the LDLs, the low-density lipoproteins, that you rely on. When you've got too much cholesterol, then we look at our high-density lipoproteins. And as they suggest, they're much denser, small in size. And their role really is they carry lipid molecules from the body cells back and the tissues back to the liver, and then you can excrete them. When you look at them, they're made up of about 50% protein, 20% cholesterol, and 5% triglycerides. So they've got a lot more protein and less cholesterol. And high concentrations of these seem to be associated with low rates of diseases such as atherosclerosis, whereas high concentrations of your LDLs seem to be associated with diseases such as atherosclerosis. So if you think about the homeostasis in your body and you're trying to balance the amount of cholesterol, so you'll do it by having low-density lipoproteins, which will carry cholesterol when needed to your cells and tissues, and then you've got your high-density lipoproteins, which should be carrying excesses of those back to the liver to be excreted. Now, we also know, when we go back to talking about the different types of fats that we just talked about, that these will influence the ratios of the two types of lipoproteins. And the worst of all are trans fats, because trans fats increase your low-density lipoproteins, which are your bad ones, and they decrease the good ones, the high-density lipoproteins. And then when we think about our saturated fats, they also increase the low-density lipoproteins, which is not good, but they also increase the high-density lipoproteins. So they have some good effects. And then when we think about the other two categories, the monounsaturated and the polyunsaturated, they're considered the best fats of all because they both decrease the low-density lipoproteins and they increase the high-density lipoproteins. So they're helping you get rid of your cholesterol.